This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You know, the third weekend of an NFL season, that's probably a little early to call any game a must-win.
Never.
Or is it? Cowboys and Ravens this Sunday at AT&T Stadium, and after that dumpster fire of a game against the Saints, maybe it is a must-win for the Cowboys. We're going to bring in sports reporter Bonnie Jill Lapland right now. She has covered the Cowboys and the Longhorns, too. We'll get to them in a minute. As a matter of fact, she bleeds burnt orange, I'm told. And she's the afternoon host on our sister station, 98.7 The Spots, with us right now on KRLT. Bonnie Jill, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We are doing just great.
It's Friday.
Friday, enough said.
Right, absolutely.
They say the mark of a good team is how well they respond when they get slapped around. So what are we expecting Sunday from the Cowboys?
Yeah, absolutely. You first have to look at the fact that every game is urgent. There's a sense of urgency in every game because of the NFL. And maybe there's more urgency on the Ravens side because they're coming into AT&T 0-3. And we're talking about a Ravens team, the playoff team, two-time MVP and Lamar Jackson. And, you know, for the Cowboys, I would like to say that that's probably the worst game I've seen in the Dak Prescott era at home. You know, take away the Green Bay Packers playoff game in January. But this is a team that now needs to show that they have some young and inexperienced rookies at the O-line and so forth, but they really need to be able to bounce back. And is it the team that you want to play when you try to bounce back the Ravens? No. I mean, yes, you see that they haven't won a game, but yet this is a team that if you look at all the games that they've played, they've come really close. This is a defensive powerhouse, and if you look at the linebackers up front and even their interior defense, we're going to have some problems. We're not going to be able to establish a run, which everyone's been wondering when the Cowboys are finally going to establish a run. This is not the team to do it to, so it's going to be a lot of play action. Hopefully we just open up that offense and get ahead because we don't want to come from behind.
You know, you've been around at the Star. You've been around this team. Is there a sense of urgency with this week based off of how they played against the Saints?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, getting destroyed by the Saints of our home opener was not a good thing. And so there definitely is this team. You look at the first week one with Cleveland Browns, and there was such a way of people thinking that this is the Cowboys team, but no, they were not tested. If you look at the Cleveland Browns, their O-line had gaps. Deshaun Watson's not the same quarterback. So I think the Saints really exposed them, and now it's trying to get back on track, and our defense really needs to play better, and, of course, our offense as well. So hopefully CD and Dak can be on the same page because that's something that CD mentioned yesterday when we interviewed him, that he didn't feel like they're in sync and in rhythm, and that's partly because of himself holding out. So hopefully they get in sync. The O-line gets in sync. And like I said, Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe are rookies. And so they've got a big task at hand. But I think the Cowboys are going to have to really have to step up.
We'll switch over to UT for a minute. I mentioned this leading in here. Is it true you have a Bevo tattoo?
No, but I have a Longhorn on my ranch. Does that count?
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Well, and actually, yeah, a live one that does beat a tattoo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Arch Manning.
Is it named Bevo?
So Arch Manning gets the start against Louisiana Monroe. Do we really have a quarterback controversy here, or is this all just media-driven?
A lot of it's media driven. I talked to Coach Sarkin. This is a great position for the Longhorns to be in. But again, you know, besides being at the Big House in Michigan, the Longhorns really haven't been tested. If you look at the media, they're like, okay, this is a AP number one school, but yet let's look at some of the opponents. And, you know, as a diehard Longhorn fan, you do have to wonder, you know, Oklahoma and Georgia, those are going to be the true test. So right now, Arch Manning will, you know, take the start. Quinn's dealing with the abdomen and oblique injury, so we'll have to, that's going to be kind of game by game. I think Arch obviously has so much more upside. However, has he been tested to see, you know, what he can do against a powerhouse SEC school? So a lot will be, you know, in the coming weeks, we'll really see what this Texas Longhorn team really is about and what their identity is.
All right, you're a Longhorn fan, though, and I know a lot of Longhorn fans, and when they saw Arch Manning come in and 5 touchdowns, one of them a 67-yard run, they were stoked. What are you feeling as a Longhorn fan and say, hey, maybe this guy is better than the hype?
Yeah, I love him. And, you know, obviously the great pedigree of the Manning family, but I think I really like off the field how the way he's handled this, because, you know, if you think about it, he could have gone to the transfer portal, and instead Peyton Manning said that this kid wanted to stay. He wants to play for Texas. So the way he's handled it has been such a class act. And I mean, what we're going to see from this kid is going to be amazing. And the fact that we have him here in Texas, you know, I couldn't be happier. But I do believe that he's probably a better quarterback than yours, but it's still very unproven because we got to see him be tested.
And I apologize, earlier I stepped on Austin. He was in the process of asking you if your live Longhorn that you actually own is named Bevo.
Yes, of course he is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. See, I was saying, if you have a Longhorn, you don't call it Bevo, then you're crazy.
But his name is Bevo King, because that's, I had to add something, and he's my little king. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. A little personal touch.
I think I've ever known anyone who actually owns a Longhorn. Now we do.
A loving Longhorn. You gotta love that.
Bonnie Jill, thanks
so
much.
I own everything. I have horses, goats, pigs, you name it. So emus.
Hey, we're coming over to your ranch then to party it up one time.
It's great. Bonnie Jill Laughlin, the afternoon host, 98.7 The Spot, a little Cowboys and Longhorns insight. And by the way, that game Saturday night, Longhorns against Louisiana Monroe, the Warhawks, is only going to be on ESPN Plus and the SEC Network Plus. So as we do with Longhorn Stories this week, we are reminding you that you might not be able to catch the game on TV, depending on which streaming services you have and whatnot. But, of course, you can hear it live.
You can always catch it here.
Right here on KRLD.